This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski. Welcome to the Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's May 2nd, and we're here at Gillette Stadium, just the starting of rookie minicamp. But we're going to give you the lowdown on the roster. Why are you laughing at me, Andy?
Because you're stumbling through every word you say. Because
everything I say, you have something to say about.
Spit it out.
All right, I'm done.
Today.
Go.
Okay.
Take it away.
We'll start early.
Wait,
in the week.
Is this going to be on the air? That's the flirting. Heard it right there. I didn't say a word. There you go, right there.
We'll start early in the week with the guys who were going, and that would be Tim Mixon and T.J. Slaughter, who were clearly rendered useless when they drafted three linebackers and two cornerbacks on draft weekend. T.J. Slaughter, we never knew who he was. I never saw him. Was out of football last
despite
year.
Despite the fact that some around New England had him penciled in as a possible
Chris
starter.
Chris Ferreira would be some, our webmaster.
Right,
very
exactly.
Disappointed. Tim Mixon, practice squad corner, was around last year and is no longer around.
Chris couldn't have cared less about him, though.
Yeah,
Ferreira sucks, man.
I guess I should probably go over, just technically speaking, the draft picks real quickly. First round, Gerard Mayo. Second round, Terrence Wheatley. Third round, Sean Crable and Kevin O'Connell, linebacker and quarterback. Jonathan Wilhite in the fourth. Matthew Slater, jack of all trades, in the fifth. Bo Root, a linebacker, in the sixth. And as we roll into the start of rookie minicamp today, we have hot off the presses the 11 rookie free agents that the Patriots have signed. This, in conjunction with some tryout players, will make up the roster that will be out on the field in just a few minutes here at Gillette Stadium in the fancy, fancy field house they have because it's raining. Tackle, Josh Kaufman out of East Carolina. Safety, Mark Dillard out of Louisiana Tech. My favorite, Maryland defensive tackle, Carlos Feliciano. Mississippi running back, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, a member of the All-Patriots name team. Georgia Tech linebacker, Gary Guyton. Illinois defensive end, Chris Norwell. Liberty linebacker, Vince Red, two Ds. Texas A&M nose tackle, Hank Smith, he goes by Henry. Virginia tight end, Jonathan Stuper. Portland State, they played San Diego State. Defensive end, Casey Tyler. And Fresno State, undersized center, 6 foot, 275, Ryan Wendell. Guys, name a rookie free agent you are most excited to see on the field today. Paul Perillo, start.
Again, I come woefully unprepared, young Andy, because I do not know really any of these players with the exception of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who I did see play, and the name stuck out for obvious reasons. Tom had mentioned on our PFW in Progress show yesterday against LSU, he did a lot of things. One of those jack-of-all-trades kind of backs. Not the biggest guy at 5'11", but does a lot of different things well. But really, I'm not overly familiar with any of the other names, so I don't really feel qualified to talk about him before I see them.
Eric, you're up next.
I like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis as well for...
It's going to be sort of a one-trick pony podcast here.
If you let me finish the sentence, I was going to say, because we talked about him at the Combine when we first saw his name, but I'm kind of interested in the Stupor guy, not just to see if he's not drunk.
You would be.
But
you ever see South Park? I'm Stupor.
See, this is why these podcasts take 27 minutes.
Yes.
Why are you excited to see Stupor?
Just to see if we have a quality player at tight end.
So you're another guy looking past Steven Spock. Disappointing how he gets looked over. Tom Casale, name your guy.
Why is that disappointing?
I'm kind of interested in Guyton. He was a guy that a lot of people expected to be drafted in that fifth round area, slipped out of the draft. He had a productive college career at a position that they need some help, so maybe he can stick.
I'll go with my boring guy, Ryan Wendell, center, Fresno State. He comes from Pat Hill, and he's an undersized center. You know, maybe they find a spot for him on the Dante Scarnecchia development program. Maybe 2 years, he's a player. Practice squad. I will say, looking at the high school hometowns, kind of a sissy class based on the hometowns. Elizabeth, New Jersey, Elizabethtown, Tennessee, Aliceville, Alabama. What's that all about?
You are wound up this morning.
I'm excited. We got football.
Unbelievable.
We're going to go see Matthew Slater run around on a football field and see if he's got anything.
I wonder if, is Gary Guyton related to Myron? Is that a son or a nephew?
It's his son.
Is it?
I don't know. Sounds good, though. If he makes the team, let's hope he's his son to make for a good story.
Yeah. There's a PFW story waiting for this weekend, maybe. Should do it before, gets asked to leave rookie minicamp.
That's what I'm writing today, then? Is that what you're telling me?
Sure.
But you're that's the editor. What is he telling you what to write?
We are here at Gillette Stadium.
He's putting together the rookie minicamp.
He complains that it's 27 minutes long, and they're babbling over there. We're at Gillette Stadium. We have players in the house. We have coaches in the house. We are going to have rookie minicamp practices, 11 rookie free agents, however many, 6 draft picks, 7 draft picks. The tryout guys, we'll have some of those names hopefully later today on Patriots.com. The PFW blog will be active today. We will have a pair of podcasts talking about the practices, our first reaction to all these new
players. He wasn't lying. We should have cut down on the chit-chat.
Yeah, mine was useful. You guys were babbling. And anyway, we're going to go back to Lori for some more stumbling, fumbling, and mumbling.
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. Please join us again next Friday at the Ross Report podcast. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.